Do you ladies think that it is a red flag if somebody does not have a friend who has been a friend since childhood, or they don't have friends who they were friends with in high school? Is that a red flag for you all?
Not at all.
Beige flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to just find time for friendships, because relationships, romantic relationships, may not always last. If you talk to people that are elderly, it's not even the fact that they might not last. Someone might pass away, and that person still needs those relationships. So don't disconnect yourself from people simply because they're not in your stage of life.
We are the guardians of girlhood, paired with multi-generational perspectives. And when we say every girl has a story, what do we mean? The girl searching for her people, the girl craving an outlet, the girl with big dreams but no idea where to start. What about the girl whose father is in prison? The girl who hides in the bathroom at lunch? The girl desperate for a break from her home, even just for a moment? By opening up and sharing these experiences, we not only empower ourselves, but also inspire others. Unconditional sisterhood, unwavering community, and the realness. We express, we create, then we elevate. This is Love Girls, the podcast.
Welcome back to Love Girls, the podcast, where we're diving deep into conversations that matter to women and girls. Today, we're talking about something that shapes so much of our lives, female friendships. From the joy of finding your people to the heartbreak of friendship betrayals, we're unpacking it all. We'll explore how to make meaningful friendships, set healthy boundaries, navigate the tough moments, and be the kind of friend we all want in our corner. So let's get into it. I'm Jasmine Babers Gunn. Don't forget the gun. And I'm here with my favorite sister, Kayla Babers.
Hey, that's me.
Who else do we have, Kayla?
We have some of my favorite people in the whole wide world. That's a tongue twister. And I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, everyone. It's Dylan.
Hoot hoot.
Happy to be here again. Thanks for having me.
You gotta say more about yourself.
Right.
Okay. I'm Dylan Bibbs. I am a coffee shop owner with my family of Holy Grails Coffee Shop in Rock Island, Illinois. And I'm super happy to be here with everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And she's brought us treats.
I always have to bring my favorite people treats.
Yes.
I am Alicia, also known as Alicia on Demand. That's A-L-I-S-H-A. Just so you know. And I am everywhere doing everything all the time, so that's it.
And we have a very special guest here. We have our newest intern. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I can do so. Hi, guys. I'm Amaya Woods. I currently attend Augustana College. I am a sophomore, and I plan to be transferring, hopefully, later this year to St. Cloud University of Minnesota.
Girl, where's that?
In the
this is new to me.
Surprise. She's like, where are you going?
Yeah. You know, I'm going where it's cold. I hate the cold. But it's okay. I'll get through it. To pursue electrical engineering, it'll be
okay. We like girl with brains.
Love that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, women in STEM.
Engineers love it.
Okay, so let's get to the topic at hand, which I'm very excited about.
Me too.
Because we're talking about female friendships, specifically. And I have asked my ChatGPT robot, who I also refer to as Chatty, to help us do a little, what?
My bad.
Chatty.
Chatty.
Me and Chatty are close. We're locked in, okay? I pay for the monthly subscription and everything. And because we're talking about female friendships, I think my robot is feminine. So shout out to Chatty. I've asked Chatty to come up with some rapid fire yes, no questions on friendships.
Okay.
So I will say a phrase, mm-hmm. and then you can say yes or no, and then you can elaborate in a sentence or two if you think that it needs an explanation. Alicia, we're going to start with you.
Uh-oh.
All right? Sure. Question is, if your friend had on something that you thought was awful,
I already know the answer.
And or inappropriate, would you tell them?
Yes. Absolutely. That's what friends are for.
Yep.
Amen.
She said no explanation needed, just yes. Period. Dylan, mm-hmm. If your friend's partner was cheating and you received proof, would you present the case to your friend?
Immediately, yes.
Immediately, yes.
Yes.
No explanation needed.
None.
No.
This is a good one. Kayla, mm-hmm. If your friend got famous, would you be offended if you did not receive VIP treatment?
Yes.
Period. Period.
Yes. Yes. Because what I consider a friend is deeper than the normal, I think, definition of friend. I don't use mm-hmm. that word lightly.
Right.
So if my friend is making it to the top, maybe I'm right there with you. Because I was there when we was climbing.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, I was giving you that lift up, that boosty boost.
Look, Amaya, if your friend's joke didn't land in a group setting, would you laugh anyways?
I might say it's a knee slapper. And that's about it. But I laugh. I might pull them aside and say, hey, let's save that joke for later.
This one is for everybody. Mm-hmm. So we'll go back around and everybody answers it. If your friend didn't like your significant other, would you allow that to change your opinion of them?
Ooh. I would like to say no, mm-hmm. but I think that would be playing myself, because I think if I was all into someone and I was all in, if it had gotten to that point,
yep.
and then there was some kind of like negativity from the outside, I think I would be looking at my friend crazy. Even if it wasn't warranted, I just yep. think I would. I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Dylan?
Yeah. That's tough. I've been in that situation before, actually. And it's really hard. At the time, I didn't care. Yep. And it didn't change the way I felt about my friend or the person. But I'll be lying if I said that I did not have a little bit of resentment, because it felt like they weren't really being supportive. And I just felt like it was a little hurtful.
Yeah.
They're entitled to their feelings, but, right. you know.
Yeah.
Short answer, yes.
Mm.
Long answer, I'm not going to give it, but.
Wait.
Short answer, yes.
We're literally here for you to give your answer.
Well, I'm trying. Okay. So basically, knowing the friends that I have, if there was something that was telling their spirit, like, hey, I don't like it, mm-hmm. that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, because there's no haters in this circle, because the circle's about this big. Y'all can't see the circle, but it's small.
Right.
So that would be, they're seeing something that maybe I cannot see. So I would be a little irritated because we in love or whatever. But if they see something, I would like to think and give them the benefit of the doubt that they always have my best interest in mind.
Yep.
Okay. Well, currently, I am the friend in this situation.
Ooh.
The dirt.
Right. The tea spilled.
My friend, she's in a relationship with this guy, and he's just
he
not
sucks.
The...
He's a bum.
He sucks.
Girl, are you listening?
He's not cute.
Drop the bum. The bum.
He doesn't dress well. She is beautiful, guys. She's gorgeous. Mm. And I'm not being biased.
I hate when that happens.
Like, everyone says she's gorgeous when she walks by, and then she has, like, a snail walking next to her.
You gotta tell her.
He's a snail.
I guess we just uplift
that.
Women here.
Yes, 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 we do. I love it. I'm here for it.
Right.
Sometimes you got to let them know.
Yeah.
You, hey, Gary.
Sometimes you got to call.
We're SpongeBob. Like, this ain't it.
Bro.
It's just because he treats her like crap.
Okay. No.
And she's like, oh, but I want to make it work because all the good times, but there's been more bad times than good times.
How old are y'all?
She's about to be 20.
Girl.
So you've got decades of more good times to have with dozens of more people.
Yeah, that's what I told her. She has had a lot of offers, but she said she wants to make this work.
Does he got money?
No.
She doesn't even know what the good times are yet.
Does any of her friends like him?
No.
Oh. Girl, take heed.
Yeah. Nope, not her mom. Not
play this
her
episode
dad.
For her.
Yeah. Yes,
not I her roommates.
And play the last episode I was on so she can hear the drop the bomb.
Right. I think It depends on the friend. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes people might be feeling some kind of way mm-hmm. because of their own situation,
yeah.
you know, and sometimes they're projecting. But also, for a lot of my friends, if they had, like, a serious concern, like, they were like, I don't like this person, yeah, I might have to do a double take.
Yeah.
I might have to be like, eh. And then if I agree, move accordingly. If I don't, thank you so much for your opinion, but I'm moving on now.
Yeah.
Loneliness is not the same as being alone. Some people enjoy solitude while others feel lonely even when surrounded by people. It's the quality of social connections, not the quantity, that matters. Most of this discussion will focus on what matters most. Well, let's kick it off. So, I don't know who wants to start, but how do you make friends and what qualities do you value most in a friend? I will say, at 31 years old, I've kind of decided that I'm not really looking for new friends at the moment. And you know what? You gotta have the same, like, value system. Not the same overall beliefs, because you want diverse friends. Mm-hmm. But Alicia, what do you look for? What are qualities that you must have in friendships?
Well, I am the auntie here on the... I will not go ahead, but I will say my age. I am 49.9.
And 49. She looks amazing.
I am the auntie. Yes, I will turn the big 50 next month. But so I've learned a few things throughout the years. And one of the things that I've learned is it's important to have a diverse friend group as far as ages, as far as interests, because every friend is not going to be into everything that you are into. So I think it is good to reach out. But... also, I think there's a big difference between friends and acquaintances.
Yes, ma'am.
I am very outgoing and very social. And I think that, you know, social media makes you think you friended everybody, so they're your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you will learn the lesson as life goes on that everyone is not your friend. Everyone that knows you and is friendly to your face is not your friend. So I think it's important to find people that have similar vibes and similar interests and, you know, kind of go from there. And you can learn a lot about yourself and for people who are supportive of you, even when it's not about them.
Dylan, what qualities do you value in friendships?
So everyone always says loyalty, and I do think that that's big. But for me, the biggest quality that I value is always empathy in anybody, but especially in my relationships and friendships, because life is hard. And you're going to go through some things, and you're going to have some seasons where you're at your lowest, where you're at your worst, where maybe you're not as patient, maybe you're not as kind, maybe you're not as on the game, and you're going to need people in your circle to have empathy for you and to see you. I always say to be seen is to be loved.
Yeah.
And so I think that people who move with empathy and who, you know, walk in empathy have an ability and a capability to be friends with someone in ways that someone that does not. I look at, can they love me and care for me without judgment? Can they empathize with me despite, you know, not being able to understand and maybe put themselves in my shoes all the way? So that's, like, for me, and someone that's really kind too. Like, I'm always, like, my friends and I, we joke and say that we're really mean to each other, but we are, like, we're each other's biggest hype men or hype woman. And so for me, like, kindness is really important. And I think that it gets overlooked a lot when we talk about friendship qualities.
Big house, beautiful house, right? And you go into this house and you're like, man, I wish this was my house. Would you consider that jealousy?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. What would you consider jealousy like?
Like, let's flip it. Okay, for instance, mm-hmm. when you got married.
Yeah.
Somebody said, aren't you jealous of your sister because she's married? And I said, what? My sister has found her best friend for life. Like, yeah. I can't even fathom thinking about that in a way of like, why me, when you're celebrating that moment. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine being envious of people that I'm close to. Maybe it's because I know that all glitters, what all glitters isn't gold.
Yep.
Like, I'm your friend, so I know what you had to do to get there.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I don't think that as jealousy. I think that maybe as a yearning, as a wanting. Mm-hmm. But for me, jealousy is, I equate jealousy with envy.
Yeah.
And I don't envy my friends. If anything, if I want to be more like them, that's a positive to me.
I like that, though, because you're saying you don't see it as jealousy. Maybe you're like, oh, they have a big house. Like, I aspire to have a big house, too.
Right.
Like, they can have their big house, and I also want a big house.
I think that's the big thing, the difference with frenemies. I think that I can look at, come into your house and be like, wow, this is amazing, and I really want this for myself.
Yeah.
And like, you know, but the frenemy thinks, this is amazing, I really want this for myself, and I don't want her to have it.
Ooh,
because I think there's that component of not wanting you to be successful above and beyond what my level of success. And if I can't be there, I don't want you there either. I think that's the frenemy.
That's it.
Like,
that's it.
The connection that stops you from being like.
And I think the difference is action too. Because like I was curious, so I Google words, so I just wanted to see.
Ooh,
and
yes,
jealous is a noun and an adjective, whereas envy is it's a noun and a verb. So I think that that's a difference too, because someone who's envious, I think that they take action with that. They move different. They talk different. They say things. You're taking action when you do that.
Yeah.
Like, girl. Yeah, they got married, but you know he cheated on her. Like, so I mean, he just finally showed up with a ring. Like, you're envious. You know, or just whatever. Or like, girl, she got the house, but you know her mom helped her with that down payment.
Right.
Like, and you didn't have to say that. You chose, you made an action to open your mouth and say something. Whereas if you were jealous, you had a feeling of your own content, your own discontent, and that's within you. If you now, when you move a step forward and you start opening your mouth and start doing things, now you're moving envious and now you're being jealous. So I think it's a difference too between your action, because you got your own stuff, you got to deal with that yourself. As long as you don't project that and put that onto your friend, I think you're human, and we all have times like that sometimes where it's about you. But the moment you start trying to put action, now you're hating.
Yep.
And now, no, you're not a friend.
We don't like haters.
Y'all to expose yourself a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Would anybody be willing to talk about maybe a time, you don't have to be specific, but maybe a time where you knew that you were being a bad friend?
To like a bad friend, to like somebody consider a friend, or a bad friend to somebody I don't really care about?
a bad friend to somebody that you consider maybe at one point in time a true friend. And you were a bad friend, and you can admit to yourself, like, ooh, I remember that one time when I did X, Y, and Z, and I was being a bad friend.
I don't know if I've been a terribly bad friend to somebody I considered a friend. But it depends on what is being a bad friend to people. Because me and my friends, we have boundaries, I guess, that we don't even need to speak on, because it's just, that's how we function. I don't know.
I think, if I could be honest, there was a question that was in your email that was about, like, how has friendship shaped you? And I thought to myself, to your question about, have you ever been a bad friend? I don't know if I want to say I was a bad friend. I want to say that I'm a better friend now. But when I first became friends with my oldest best friend that I have over 17 years, I was really judgmental, because that's all I knew. Being a PK and being a pastor's kid, I had a different perspective on life than she did. So there were a lot of things when we first became friends that I was very judgmental about. And then life humbled me. And through our friendship, I gained a really big sense of empathy. And my friends are how I think I've become so empathetic. And I know what my intentions were, but I've learned that intention is not necessarily what matters. It's impact. Mm-hmm. And so I know what my impact was back then, and it didn't match my intention. And so that bothers me. And so I won't say I was a bad friend, but I could have been a better friend at a point in time.
I think it was like my birthday or something. And I went out with like a group of friends, and I was born the day before Halloween. So it was like a Halloween party. And my friend was there, and this boy that she liked was there.
and like my boyfriend, fiance at the time. It was just like a group of us. Anyways, but the people who matter is my friend and the boy that she likes was there. And she has been friends with this guy for a really long time. And I have spent time with both of them and I felt like the vibes were shared, okay? And my friend was like, oh, I'm gonna tell him. She's like, but I'm nervous. Like, I just wish that I knew for sure. I just wish I knew for sure that he liked me back. And so in my partying, I was...
I know where this is going.
I know my face.
I mentioned to the guy, I was like, I didn't say that she liked him. I was like, but like, what do you think about my friend? Like, isn't she great? And he's like, yeah, she's great. Like I love her. Like, she's the best. And I was like, uh-huh, and
oh Lord.
And I think I pushed the situation to the point where like I was being obvious.
Yeah.
And I think he went back and told her and she was upset at me.
Yeah.
Even though I said nothing, I was not using the discretion that I should have been using.
So where are these two people now?
Right. They're still friends, but it turned out that, like, she didn't actually like him as much as she thought she did. And he didn't like her at all. Just as friends. But, like, there were no romantic feelings. Yes. Yeah. So.
Do I know this friend?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll chat offline. Yeah. I was like, I'll get the name later.
But, like, their friendship went, like, they're still really, really close. And it didn't ruin anything. And, like, we're still really, really close. But I remember thinking back on that day. And I was like, dang, Jasmine. Like, you should have shut up. And I, like, knew that, you know? Mm. So that's my me being not the best friend story.
I just want to add, like, y'all, there are women out here who rip their friends to shreds. Yeah. So I'm not saying we always can't be better, but y'all understand that's normal. Like, because look, Facebook. Quad Cities Facebook.
Okay, these friends.
Look, couldn't be me. I know we said we was going to say that, but couldn't be me.
No, for real.
I know.
She was about to be messy. I had to figure out exactly how messy she could be.
I know two friends that share a father of their children.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm just saying these are different levels of frenemy.
True.
That's tough.
Yes.
That is next level tough.
So I'm not saying we shouldn't strive to be better, but look, I think we're good friends. Maybe I'm biased.
True.
I think sometimes your friendships will grow with you. Yeah. So as you experience growth in your own personal self, you will realize that some of the things that you do aren't how you want to move in a friendship, but it doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. It just, it's a moment of growth. And we all, hopefully, as long as we're alive, we're growing as people.
Facts.
A red flag if somebody does not have a friend who has been a friend since childhood, or they don't have friends who they were friends with in high school. Is that a red flag for you all?
Not at all.
Beige flag.
Mm-mm. No, it's not a red flag.
No.
Really?
No. My granny didn't find her best friend until like 10 years before she almost passed away.
Oh, wow.
And then that was her like prayer partner, prayer buddy, best friend. Like, yeah. And she always told my mom, like, sometimes it just works out that way. Mm-hmm. But she always had a desire for friendship. So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
I think God can do it for anybody. That's like, because that's like, you know, you don't get married by whatever time. I think God can do it for anybody at any season at any time. Sometimes you just never know why.
Yeah. Alicia?
Yeah, I don't think that that's a red flag at all. I think that it depends on, I mean, there's so many different variables when you're looking to meet a soulmate as far as a partner in life. You don't always get exposed to them at a certain age and then get to grow with them. Like if you can meet someone young and grow up together, that's a beautiful thing, but it doesn't always happen. And I think the same is for friendships. Maybe you just weren't in a situation that presented itself for someone to be that close. I'm not saying there are a lot of people that have friendships that you were really tight in childhood and you just kind of like moved on with your life.
Right.
But if you come back, you're brought back to that place in time. I have a Girl Scout troop where we will go back years and years and years from now, and every time we get together or run into each other, we are 12 years old again. Aww, and I think that is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And social media has allowed us to kind of like keep up with snippets of each other's life, but not in a really close friendship kind of way. But you couldn't tell us that we are not 12 years old the minute we all get together. And I think that's such a beautiful thing to be able to go back. So Girl Scouts brought us together. And
oh, wait, what's the song? Make New Friends. I was singing that to my sister.
The Keep the Old.
She was trying to sing it.
Ooh.
Was that a friend of me?
It'd be your own people. Who was that? Just a few minutes ago.
Kayla said it was a beige flag. I'm curious why.
Yeah.
I mean, not a beige flag. I guess I have a very interesting personality. So most people either like me or they don't. But I actually don't run into a lot of people that let me know that they don't like me.
Right.
Like I continue to hang out, or they'll ask me to hang out, things like that. So I'm like, okay. And me and my friend, Janaea, we have been friends for more than 25 years.
Right.
And so I realized, I said beige flag, but then this is why having diverse thoughts is important.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned your grandma. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it might just be luck that we grew and then we grew in the same direction.
Yeah.
Because at 31 years old, as an adult, Janae and I have never had an argument, never had a falling out, never cussed each other out, never went without speaking, never. And never felt the need to. And now that I'm thinking about it, that's not, oh, we're amazing people. That's just luck or a blessing, I guess, however you want to phrase it. Because people are hard and we all have our own traumas and triggers and things. And that can get really messy in friendships, just like in relationships. So, I take back my beige flag.
Yeah.
I think that just makes me value my friend a little bit more.
It's not always that person's fault. Like, sometimes people will choose, because people are rude in the world and they're mean, they'll choose to push people away or single people out on purpose. And that's why that individual does not have, like, a long-term best friend, because they can't find one, or if they're getting bullied in school and then everyone makes them out to be, like, the bad guy, then they kind of won't end up having a long-term best friend. So I kind of see both ends, but I'm leaning towards more no, just because, you know, it takes time to actually develop a friendship and to learn to value the friendship and for them to be there with you through, like, your good times and your tough times. So I think people need time. So I don't think that it's a bad thing for you not to have a long-term best friend or a long-term friend, just because those people are hard to find.
So what if you don't have any friends at all?
Well, this is a question for the group. I said I was going to say I know somebody like that, but I don't, because she has me. But,
so like,
and you know, consider her a friend. She's like my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But you're her only friend.
Yeah.
That's hard for you. She's
I was thinking the same thing. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
She's just very, she's became very antisocial. Like, I'm antisocial, but I can learn to extrovert if I need to around another antisocial person who's, like, an introvert or so.
Are you antisocial or are you introverted, where you relax by being alone? Because antisocial to me is people who have no decorum. They don't know how to act. And I've had a couple of those, and I haven't had to give them, you know, the boot. So I'm just curious, like, if somebody has no friends, none.
Ever.
They're the problem, right? Because how do you have no... I mean, I feel like there's somebody for everybody, friend-wise. Like,
I do think it's possible that some people really just do have hard luck. Like, I know... I have a... Because I guess I've seen it both ways. I've known someone who had no friends, and I'm like, I know why you don't have friends. Like, I just... Like, you need to go get help, and then you might have some friends. And then I've known someone who... For the life of me, I can't figure out why they don't have friends, because to me, they're so amazing. And I'm, like, considered their friend. Like, I love them, but they have had a hard time. And the stories I know and the firsthand accounts that I've witnessed of the way people have treated them,
it's like, wow, like you just, so I think that some people in this case, though, this person is kind of siloed with where they're at. And mm-hmm. I do think that some people, like, especially like maybe in church environments and things like that, get pigeonholed and siloed. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I think it can be hard to have friends, especially because the church is always like brother, sister, this, but mm-hmm. there'd be a lot of cattiness that goes on. Yeah. And so that leads some people to be like, you know what? And then I think because you're in church, it's like, well, I could be friends with people who are outside the church, but then at the same time, there's boundaries, there's lines, depending how involved I am in my faith. So I think I've seen it a couple different ways. And I think it really depends on the circumstances around why they don't have them and kind of where they are.
And it could be because I think a lot of times people push people away because they've experienced trauma.
Yeah.
So it's hard to trust other people.
Yeah.
Or they are neurodivergent and people don't necessarily understand their
look, I got
way of
tism.
Being or sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And so there's just a lot of different things and variables, and maybe they don't get out a lot or they're not around, because if you are an introvert and then you have any one of those things going on, it would be really hard to meet people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just have a lot going on and they just kind of turn into themselves and don't put themselves out there for friendship. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they are not lovable. That's just not where they've opened themselves up for.
Right.
So,
and you bring up a good point about friendships and what it takes to maintain friendships.
Yeah.
And I would like to hear from y'all about like that balance between keeping up with your friendships and keeping up with literally everything else. Like, how are we doing with it? Like, what sacrifices have you made to make a friendship work? Or have you seen a shift in your friendship as, like, life gets busier? How do you get back to that? How do you explain that to your friends? Is it as simple as saying, like, hey, I got a lot going on right now. I'll see you when I see you. Or how do we balance friendships with, like, also dating or romantic relationships, your family, your work?
I think it depends on the friend. I don't know if you can say it. I have some friends with where that works. I can say, like, I have a lot going on, you know, forgive me, and they'll be like, okay, great. I have some friends where, no, that's not going to work. You have to let me know what's going on because we have a flow,
right.
And now you're going away from the flow.
Right.
So I need to know something. Personally, like, just for me, on the tip of relationships in the past, I did not balance my friendships and relationships good. I never wanted to be that friend that left their friends for a guy. So I put my relationship like to the side. Like, this man would come see me travel like 24 hours on a bus.
The opposite.
I was opposite to come see me, mm-hmm. and I go, oh, my friends wouldn't go out to eat. You're going to stay at the house.
Girl.
And like,
I would have dropped them.
Listen, my mama told me, like, she was like, you are wrong. And I was like, I thought I was being a friend. I don't
need
your
you
friends.
Said, I'm a
and my mom
girl.
Was like, no, ma'am. That
would have
not
been the bum that we talk about.
Amen. I would have.
In that moment.
I would have. My mom was like, you are wrong. And so, ask me in the future in 2 years when I get a man again, like, if I'm like, how I do. But last time I didn't do it right. But when it comes to my friendships currently, like, we do a lot of FaceTime dates. And being a mom, we had to kind of scale back because we used to sometimes be on the phone for like hours at a time. We would just do life, going on errands. Like, we would just be talking to each other. But now we have little ones that need our attention. And so you can't, like, that are active. So that doesn't always, like, work. And now we plan girls' trips. So, like, we try to do one, maybe two a year. Like, I'm going to see Mary J. with my best friends in a couple weeks. So I'm, like, super excited. It's been 2 years. I know. We were talking about that. We were getting, like, matching outfits. I'm, like, super excited. But you have to, like, kind of explain as much as you can and find what works for you. We all live in different states and cities, so FaceTime's our best friend. But yeah, the balance is really hard when you become like a mom or you're just an entrepreneur, a wife. Yeah. Like, it's really hard.
I think that is it at every part of your life. I know that me being the auntie on the panel.
I'm Auntie Junior.
And I am, when I was married, everyone felt like it needed to be married people to be at an event to be friendship and like the single people. Then when I got divorced, my friends that were married didn't want me to be. They didn't want to make time for single women. They wanted to do couples things all the time, and so they would be like, "Oh, I really wish you would start dating so that we can get together." And I know that once a friend told me that, she was not a friend, and I really kind of scaled back from her because the contingency with hanging out with me is if I was in a dating relationship,
right.
So everyone could hang out, and they didn't ever want me to be like the odd one out sort of And I just really thought, you can't have friends that have everything in common with you. Right. Like have the kids at the same time, that are married at the same time. Like, you need to have a diversity of friends. And when you can, it doesn't have to be like the friendship you have when you were 20 years old, when you can hang out, like you were saying, be on the phone all day while running errands or do all these things. Your friendships ebb and flow, but you can still support your friends, go to their events, hang out every once in a while, make a priority, do a Zoom. Yes. The Zoom things, I think, really got fashionable during COVID. And I don't know when we decided the official cutoff date that happened, but it was like all of a sudden everybody decided that was over and they weren't doing like Wind Down Wednesday anymore. And I think that it would kind of be fun to bring that back, because you got to connect with people from all across the country. And now it's just kind of like we've gone back to being just in our little like margins. And I think it's important to just find time for friendships, because relationships, romantic relationships, may not always last. If you talk to people that are elderly, it's not even the fact that they might not last. Someone might pass away. And that person still needs those relationships. So don't disconnect yourself from people simply because they're not in your stage of life.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of our friendship episode. And also, be sure to visit lovegirlsmagazine.com to nominate a special girl in your life today. The Love Awards are just around the corner, and we need your help to find the most incredible young women in the Quad Cities that deserve a moment of recognition. Thanks again for listening to Love Girls, the podcast, and stay tuned for part two.